Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace. Thank you for the blood of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you redeemed us from the hand of the enemy. And today, Lord, I offer the sacrifice of praise. You're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all glory, and you're worthy of all honor. We thank you for the precious blood that was shed for the remission of our sins. We thank you, Lord, that our names are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And Lord, we are forever grateful for who you are. We are thankful, Lord, for life, health, strength, and for your mercy. And Lord, we say thank you. Lord, we say thank you. Lord, we say thank you. Father, I ask that you would bind the strong man over this region, this area. Bind deception, unbelief, perversion, witchcraft in the name of Yeshua with chains from heaven. And release your warring angels to push over the thrones of darkness. And Lord, send revival. Let there be a refreshing. Let there be a revival come over your people. Those that are ready to give up, Lord, release blessings into their lives. Lord, show us what we need to do. Show us, Lord, how to praise and worship you properly in Yeshua's mighty name. We thank you for the precious Holy Spirit. Father, forgive us for grieving the Holy Spirit. Forgive us for not allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us and to guide us. Forgive us, Father. Please forgive us and have mercy upon us in the name of Yeshua. And Father, I thank you for the healing power, driving out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of Yeshua. Lord, grant healing in the name of Yeshua. There's a person out there that has the generational spirit of infirmity that has impacted your intestines, and you have not been able to be recovered from it. The Lord says he's healing you now. He's healing you now in Yeshua's mighty name. Oh God, thank you. Lord, I thank you for healing liver disease. I thank you for healing kidney cancer in the name of Yeshua. I thank you for healing every liver disorder in the name of Yeshua. And I thank you for that. There's an individual out there that's been suffering nerve pain in their feet. And God says he's healing you of that right now in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you for that. And Lord, I thank you for sending financial blessing. Those that need financial miracles, Lord, I thank you for the manifestation in the earthly realm. Those that need a home, Father, I thank you for them walking into their new home in July. I thank you for that in Yeshua's mighty name. Thank you for the pay increase. Glory to God. And Lord, thank you for making a way. We bind the spirit of debt, poverty, lack, and insufficiency, and we pray for abundance to be released in the name of Yeshua. And Father, let your blessing be upon this broadcast today, and we vow to give you all the glory and honor in the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight from His Word. It's a blessing to be with you once again to share the word of God. I'm not just a radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. To the first time listeners, God bless you. Amen. If you struggle with something that I say, get on your knees, pray, seek the face of God, and it's between you and God. Saints, we're living in the last days. We're living in perilous times. The return of Yeshua is imminent. It's extremely important that we be about the Father's business. As we look and see on our landscape today, we pray for our leaders. We pray for God to raise up leaders that will govern according to His will. We pray for God to remove the wicked leaders out of the way, that their agenda, that they would not be able to implement Satan's agenda. Glory to God. Saints, I'm struggling. The anointing has hit the studio. Some of you don't know that, you know, when I'm in the studio, I record at least three shows. And the more I'm in the Word, and the more I'm talking about God, the anointing gets heavier. The last week's show, the anointing hit. Now it's lingering. And when it gets like this, saints, I want to lay down. You see, when the glory comes in, it's weighted, the weight of its glory. And I haven't experienced it like this in a while. And I just want to lay down and be still. But I can't, because I have to teach this word. So I pray, and I'm going to ask, Lord, the glory that is in this studio, may it fill their homes, their cars, their workplace, wherever they may be. Let the glory of God fall. Let the fire of God fall. Let the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit fill their atmosphere, that they would have an idea of what it's like for the glory of the Lord to fill their atmosphere. Let the glory of the Lord fill your atmosphere. Oh, my gosh, my goodness. Whew. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, my God. You heard me say this, I'm not the typical radio preacher. And as some of you that has been following and listening to Straight From The Word, the enemy came after me, I don't know, two months ago, I don't know. And I had a stroke. And it impacted my speech. Now you understand, saints, that's my voice. If I can't talk, I can't be on the radio. I can't deliver the word that God has given me to deliver in this hour. But by the grace of God, it's getting better every single day. I couldn't say my name. I couldn't say my kid's name. And everything I said was basically slurred to the point to where people would look at me and say, could you say that again? And I'm grateful and thankful that the Lord, I know He's a healer. And I know He's doing something great. And I know God allowed it for a reason and a purpose. You know, and even to the point that I am so grateful that my children have been great. Every one of them has stepped up. My daughter, she has taken care of me and done things that... And I'm praying that God will release a major miracle and blessing into her life. Y'all heard Pastor Courtney on here. He filled in for a couple of weeks for me. And then my mini-me, my baby boy, Joseph David, he picked me up from the hospital, took me around, made sure I had food to eat. And, you know, and he drives me around occasionally, Dad, whatever you need. And they have stepped up. They have prayed for me. And they've had compassion and mercy on me. And, yeah, they be on me about making sure I take care of myself. And I've had a few faithful friends have called me and prayed for me. But I know that it was by God's grace and God's mercy that He's healing me. And He did not allow the enemy to take me out. You know, He showed me in a dream that something was coming, and it was big. I had no idea it was going to be what I've gone through in the last month, 2 months. It's been crazy. I have to say that as I've been teaching this series, Choose Whom You Will Serve, the enemy has done everything to choke me out. He's gone after my finances. literally, to destroy me financially. Any money that was coming in is no longer coming in to support the ministry. And I want to thank those of you who have blessed the ministry, you know, that have sent in, those that have. And I want to thank those that have not. You just allowed me to seek God even more, because I know that there are people out there that God has put on their hearts to bless the ministry, and they've not been obedient. But God's going to bless you anyway. The enemy has come after my health. He's come after my children's health, my grandchildren. He's even gone after my sister. But by the grace of God, we're still here. We're still standing, and we're proclaiming that Yeshua, Jesus, is Lord. Ever since I've started teaching on idol worship and idolatry, it has pissed the enemy off, and he's doing everything he can to destroy me. But God will protect me and hide me in his pavilion. In Exodus 34, saints, let's get back to this. And I pray that as we read this, your eyes will be open to see God's place and God's thoughts and God's admonition. And the Lord said, you know, in previous broadcasts, Moses had spoken, had been speaking to the Lord face to face in the pillar, the cloudy pillar. And Moses got to the point, Lord, show me your glory. There, God, there has to be more. And we've talked about having that hunger and that passion and desire and not being content with staying in the same place, in the same position. And God says, okay, I'm going to show up in another way. You want to see? I'll let you see. There's a cleft of the rock that I want you to stand in. And at the conclusion of that conversation, this was the outcome. And the Lord said unto Moses, hew thee two tables of stone like unto the first, and I will write upon these tablets the words that were in the first tablets or tables, which thou break. And be ready in the morning, and come up in the morning unto the Mount Sinai, and present thyself there to me in the top of the mount. And no man shall come up with thee, neither let any man be seen throughout all the mount, neither let the flock nor the herds feed before the mount. Now you see, when God wants to meet with you, saint, he wants to meet with you all alone. It's you and him. Yeah, you and God. Nothing else, no one else. And you two tables of stone, like unto the first. And Moses rose up early in the morning and went up unto Mount Sinai, as the Lord had commanded him. And he took in his hand the two table stones. Yes, amazing. I think God really likes to meet with his people early in the morning. A lot of times when God has me to pray or intercede, he'll wake me up like at 3 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes it's at 1:30 in the morning. And I'll be like, God, I got to go to work. But I come to realize that early morning prayer and that intercession can offset spiritual attacks of the enemy. Because God knows the enemy is going to attempt to do this day. So when he wakes you up, get up and pray. Get out to bed, because you're going to go back to sleep. I'm guilty of that, saint. But then again, when he really wants me to pray, I can't go back to sleep. So I go ahead on, get up, start praying. Because I don't know what the enemy has planned for me today, that day, but God does. And he hewed two tables of stone like unto the first, and Moses rose up early in the morning and went up into Mount Sinai, as the Lord had commanded him, and took in his hand the two tables of stone. and the Lord, this is how magnificent. Think about this sight. Try to wrap your mind around this. The Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed the Lord. The Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and fourth generation. Now see, this is where generational sins, generational curses come into being, that our children and grandchildren can be affected. And many of us are struggling and have gone through stuff because of the sins of our forefathers. But thank be to God that Jesus took away the curse of the law. That Jesus, when his blood was shed, that we can break those cycles and we don't have to walk in those cycles by the blood of Yeshua. Hallelujah. And it gives the attributes of God that he's merciful, he's gracious, he is long-suffering, he's abundant in goodness and truth, and he has mercy, he's merciful, he forgives iniquity and transgression, he's a forgiving God. With those that are guilty, there are consequences. And when we fall into idol worship, it brings a breach between us and Father God. When Jesus died on the cross at Calvary, he restored the breach. So we have to be on guard and guard our hearts and our minds to make sure we do not allow anything or anyone to get in that place between us and God. And Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth, and he worshiped. And he said, if now I have found grace in thy sight, O Lord, let my Lord, I pray thee, go among us, for it is a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for thy inheritance. Moses was always interceding. He was always interceding for the people of God. When I was pastoring, I prayed for my people. I prayed for them individually. I was concerned about their spiritual well-being, if they were doing okay spiritually. So I was always, I got that from Moses. And he said, behold, I make a covenant before all your people. I will do marvels, which are signs, such has not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation. And all the people among which you are shall see the work of the Lord, for it is a terrible thing I will do with thee. Observe that. Now look at this now. He goes right back into it once again. Observe you that which I command thee this day. Behold, I drive out from before thee the Amorite, the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Perizzite, and the Hivite and the Jebusite. God says, you got some enemies. You're going into the lands. I am going to drive them out. I call them the Ites. The Ites got to go. And he says, man, I can't even see right now. I'm trying to take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land where thou goest, lest it be a snare into the midst of thee. That's why God says in Corinthians, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. Because these cultures, these pagan cultures, it will influence you because of the demonic spirits that are in those cultures.
Leave it alone, preacher.
And look what he says now. But you shall destroy their altars, break their images, and cut down their grove. He says, engage. It's warfare. Go in and destroy their idols. Because Paul said behind every idol is a demon. So there is a spiritual conflict going on. And he was equipping them and telling them, you have to remove these things because those idols, that image, it brings the presence of that demon or the demonic into your atmosphere. That's why you can't bring the accursed thing into your home. That's why you got to make sure that you don't have stuff that brings the demonic presence into your home and into your life. He said, for thou shalt worship no other God, for the Lord whose name is jealous is a jealous God. You've been hearing me for the last several weeks. He is a jealous God. Lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go a whoring after other gods, and do sacrifice unto their God, and one call thee, and thou eat of his sacrifice, and thou take of their daughters unto thy sons, and the daughters go a whoring after their gods, and make thy sons go a whoring after their gods. Thou shalt make no molten God. This is what happened with Solomon. It's in when you get involved with people of various cultures and they involved in certain types of worship, it will pull you in and it will pull you away from God. That's why you have to be careful who you get yoked up with. People are always talking about my culture, my culture. In every culture, there's a demonic element to it that offends God. And we get in these relationships with people and they say, well, my culture is this and my culture is this. And my, and they start doing all of the rituals of their culture, and it opens the door for demonic activity to continue in their lives. So when they become a believer, or if they were a believer, they get lukewarm and they get drawn in. And next thing you know, they are worshiping the gods of these other cultures, and it's caused a breach between them and God. Now they are out of fellowship with God. And the enemy has legal right to disrupt their lives. That's why we have to be careful, saints. That's after we know who we're with. God says, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't bow down to these gods. Don't worship them. Don't hang and run with people that are worshiping other gods, that are involved in the occult, satanic activities, witchcraft. Don't do it, because we serve a jealous God. You see, when Jesus died for you on the cross, it was to break you free from all that, that you wouldn't have to experience that, because he wants to bring you back into fellowship with Father God through the power of the Holy Spirit and the authority of Yeshua's name. Saints, I can't finish this today. Be praying for me here at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers. I need your financial support. Pray for the Feast of Jerusalem. Because the Bible says, if you do so, you'll be blessed. Know that Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah, is Lord. His return imminent. Pray for your family members and your loved ones that their hearts will be open to hear and receive the gospel. Know Yeshua is Lord. His return imminent. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.